AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Grief in Chattanooga for the five service members killed last Thursday by Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz. Chattanooga resident Todd Hamm telling WKRN-TV.
It's just sad that somebody gets to that point that they think they have to do that kind of thing.
In a statement, Abdulaziz's family says the person who committed this horrible crime was not the son we knew and loved. They add that he suffered from depression, but they are grieved beyond belief to know that his pain found its expression in this heinous act of violence. Police are looking for a 30-year-old man in the deaths of five people in a Modesto, California home. Detectives are looking for Martin Martinez, described as a person of interest, after being called to the home to find the bodies of three children and two adults yesterday afternoon. GOP presidential candidate and real estate mogul Donald Trump drew boos and angry responses when he said this about Senator John McCain during a candidate's forum in Iowa.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham later telling the crowd that the early primary state voters will eventually decide Trump's status.
Here's what I think they're going to say. Donald Trump, you're fired.
Police in California say a man and a teenager are in custody on suspicion of abducting a 13-month-old girl believed to have been kidnapped from a California motel. Toddler found safe after someone called police yesterday afternoon to report hearing a baby crying in a shed in Palmdale, about 35 miles northeast of Los Angeles. A spokesman for George H.W. Bush says doctors say the 91-year-old former president is making progress since breaking a bone in his neck during a fall last week. Jim McGrath says Bush is doing better. His spirits are good. He remains in the hospital since taking a tumble at his summer home in Kennebunkport, Maine on Wednesday. This is AP Radio News. On the same day Kevin Johnson buried his mother, searchers found the body of his 34-year-old son, who drowned while trying to save his grandmother from flash flooding that ravaged their tiny Appalachian community in Kentucky. Johnson County Coroner J.R. Frisbee says searchers found Scott Johnson's remains in a debris pile.
With flashlights and digging a little deeper and everything, they got to the point where they could see enough to say that this is an individual.
Johnson is one of four people killed by last Wednesday's flooding. A church group passing out Bibles yesterday interrupted a man who was apparently trying to commit suicide in Kennewick, Washington. The Tri-City Herald reports that they knocked on the man's apartment door. When he answered, covered in blood, they called police. A SWAT team was called. The man eventually came out and was taken to a hospital. Police say he had sent a text to his girlfriend saying he was going to kill himself. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.